Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We go. Something like that.
Look at us. Look at us. It's I'm still trying to figure stuff out. I actually have some computer stuff over here and a couple extra cameras because I want to get on that Twitch platform to try to get this all cleaned up because we're live on Instagram, but the audio is kind of light.
Okay.
This audio is great when we get it up and we put it on the website and blah, 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 blah. Post-production, fine. This is all good, but
okay.
I'm really excited to get that done. I swear we're going to. But hey, welcome to the Dudu and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
And we're on show 42.
42.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Last week, I put season 2 in.
Man, we'll just do 40 shows a season. How about that?
Whatever. What do you got? 42. I mean, there's a lot of 42.
Well, we talked about a little bit last week with Jackie Robinson, right?
Jackie Robinson's got to be number one.
That number's retired throughout baseball. Nobody wears that anymore.
That should be retired in all sports.
No, yeah, they could do that. Absolutely.
That'd be kind of cool.
Barrier breaking.
The
last one to wear it was Mariano Rivera. Last one. They had already said it was going to be retired, but anybody that was actively wearing it at that time got to keep wearing it, and he was the last one, I guess, of wearing it.
That's kind of fitting, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as good as it gets
in
his position.
Came up with a couple of more, and that was it. I don't know if you got any more after that. Or
I feel like there's a lot, but I can't. I'm blanking right now.
Ronnie Lott.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie Lott.
And Big Game James Worthy.
James Worthy.
But 42. After that, I don't know. I'm sure there's more out there that...
I'm sure there is. And obviously, we could sit and Google before the show, but that takes the fun out of it. James Worthy, Ronnie Lott.
Mariano Rivera. And you're right, fiddling, so he was the last one to wear it.
Mariano Rivera. Listen, I'm a Red Sox guy. And that was the... in my lifetime, kind of the peak of the rivalry. I don't think it's still there. I mean, if you live there, it's, you know, Yankees, Red Sox, a big deal, but Rivera was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's lights out. Trevor Hoffman is, you know, some of those people that came out of the bullpen, that it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, you're not winning. It's over. You hear the dong or just the confidence of Mariano Rivera. Yeah. He didn't strut. He just walked out.
Did his thing. Yeah.
Sickening. Yeah. And what, he was 99% Hall of Fame vote?
He's the only one that got 100% of the votes for Hall of Fame, yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Yep.
So, 42, big game James. Again, I've got a lot of rivals here. I mean, he was back in the Celtics. Again, I never hated his game because, you know, he played in North Carolina. He played the right way. He wasn't, he just played hard and tough to stop. And, you know, that type of player is just gone. That that foreman that was like a hard worker but skilled, and I'm not saying that doesn't exist now, but now foreman stretch the, you have to be able to shoot the three.
Jay Worthy wasn't shooting the three. Yeah.
So that type of player is gone. But he was he was something special to watch. And 42.
Yeah.
So big numbers there.
Jackie Robinson. Yep.
Jackie Robinson's the ultimate,
man,
right?
Solid, man. I mean,
he's the four. Just, all right, let's go. Put him in order. 4-1-4.
The four that I just saw. Oh, Jackie Robinson, Mariano Rivera.
Rivera two.
Ronnie Lott, James Worthy.
Three, James Worthy. Yeah. I like it. I'll stick with that. Very good. So this is not a shameless plug. A couple things happen here. Okay. You're on a little bit of a restrictive diet. If she's watching, I'm like, she's already going to send me a text.
Yeah. For right now, restrictive. Hopefully this all changes in the next week or so, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But with that being said, it's my day to buy, right? We eat food. We're going to talk about last week, but we eat food before. So I'm sitting here going, I called Julie. I'm driving over to get food. I'm like, you know, fast food, but good food. I think El Pollo Loco, delicious. And boy, you could eat about 8% of what I bought.
No, it was good, though. The chicken was good. I can have that flour tortilla with the burrito that was in there, so that was good.
There you go.
You know, a little bit of the chips. The chips are actually fresh, right?
Yeah.
They were fresh.
Yeah, they cook them right there.
So that was good. No, El Pollo Loco never disappoints.
Yeah. I get the usually I get the double chicken tostada. When I go to Cafe Rio, I get the tostada. When I go to El Pollo Loco, I get the tostada. But no, they're cooking the chicken right there.
Yeah.
It's right fired off the flames and thrown in your plate. So, El Pollo Loco is always good. It's just like always like a steady 8, 7.5, 8. It's never going to be a 10, but I've never had a bad El Pollo Loco.
Right.
You know, it's pretty good. I think it's a bougie Taco Bell kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Taco Bell is just, I don't mind Taco Bell. There's a lot of Taco Bell lovers.
Yeah. Rice was good. Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, El Pollo Loco was good. So, I got like 1,000 things. We were supposed to have a special guest today. Kayla Terry, if you're watching, she promises me she's going to be here next week. Got called into work. KT is, I'm not going to give too much of her story, but her story is pretty freaking cool. Her and I story, story between the two of us going back to her junior year in high school and recruiting her all through her senior year. And I'm not going to tell the whole story, but our story is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lifer. KT's a lifelong kid that's going to, I just feel like she's going to call me in 12 years and say, can you help me change my tire or my car or something like that?
No, yeah.
And I'll be there, KT.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, it was a little bit last minute. She got called into work, but or had to work, and I threw it out there to some of the new kids, and it was all crickets.
Nobody bit.
Everybody wants to be on the show until it's time to be on the show. No, but it was a little late coming in. Speaking of food, last week we're gonna rewind time a little bit. We ate after the show because we had the team potluck dinner.
Yep.
Pretty interesting group. You can always read a little bit about teams by what they bring to potlucks. And then we watched the 30 for 30 on Jim Valvano and the 83 or 84.
It was the 83 team, I thought.
83, North Carolina State.
Yep.
Is that your first time seeing that whole show?
No, I've seen that a couple times. I like that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen that one a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the kids took out of that the most, the young athletes? What do you think they... You know, it's because it's a little slow to start. You know, you got to get to know the characters, the Wittenberg. You know, you got to get to know the people before you. Coach Valvano, Coach K's even in it quite a bit. And so, what do you think they got from it?
Maybe never give up. Not over till it's over. And I would hope so, right? Because think about that North Carolina game in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
They came back and won.
Jordan fouled out. No shot clock.
No shot clock.
6-point lead with a minute left. Something like that.
Minute, right. Obviously, like if they don't win that,
they're done.
They're done because they had to win the ACC tournament to get in, right, to the big tournament.
Yeah.
And now that was the game. Of course, beating Virginia helped with Ralph Sampson.
Two times, yeah.
They beat him in the ACC tournament and in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But that's a great 30 for 30. There's a lot. There's a lot you can take out of that episode there, man. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So I put it out to the kids in the group chat, to my young athletes in the group chat after. I said, you know, give me a sentence, a couple of sentences, a paragraph on what you took from that movie. And it's all of them responded with something awesome.
Yeah, good.
And of course, Jimmy V, dying of cancer and, his fight and the V Foundation and how much they've raised up until today. It's just, we're going to definitely do the Coaches versus Cancer game this year, throw on a suit, wear some sneakers.
Good, yeah, there you go.
And it's pretty cool because my girls will know what we're doing it for instead of like, who's Jimmy V? Like, now they know the backstory.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, everybody somehow, some way has a connection to cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's part of human life right now. And of course, you know, I talked to the girls after and said, my dad was my age when he died of cancer. Mm. Right now, the age I'm standing here talking to you guys. And they were all, a couple of them got super emotional after and sent me some texts after. And
no, I know. They even said it that night. They said, Coach, you're all right, right?
Yeah, yeah. You trying to tell us something?
They even said it, yeah.
Yeah, Trent said that too. He's like, you got something to say, Dad? Because I had just gone to the skin. I had gone to the dermatologist and they froze a couple precancerous, not cancerous. Sure. Just, hey, we're going to get rid of these because we don't want it to turn into anything. I do it every year. I'm a pale dude. Unfortunately, that C word runs through my family pretty deep. And my dad had quite a bit. My grandfather, skin cancer, a lot of skin cancer. And sad, but I'm on top of it. We talk about whatever it is. All the tests, do it, run it. I'm good. Try to eat pretty healthy. Don't smoke. Rarely drink. Right. Don't do drugs. Try to exercise. Yeah. Can still grab the rim at 53.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, you know.
Hey, it's, yeah, that's good
not
stuff.
Not that stuff all matters, but it matters, in my opinion. Try to get good sleep. That's something right now that Julie and I focus on is, I think as you get into your 50s and older, I think sleep is so vitally important for your brain and your body.
Oh, physically too, buddy. I'm finding that out with what I got going on. It's just I gotta rest. I gotta sleep. I gotta get that sleep. You know, I'm on my feet all day long.
Yeah.
For one.
Yep.
That'll get you a little tired right there, especially if it's a slow day. But yeah, gotta get that rest for sure.
Yeah. So it was good and a lot of good stuff from the girls. You know, this has been this week as a coach. So what are we? The third week in July. I've had more than a couple players send me texts or messages. I'm not going to cry because I'm an emotional dude. This last week, some of them just out of the blue, just blew my doors off. I like the nice things they said about, of course, the coaching and da-da-da-da, but either some of them have talked about ways that just being around here and me and life lessons and changing their life. And I had two or three. I had, I'm not going to say their name, but they're one of these people up there that's went off to play after. And got a text at 2 a.m. And 2 a.m, first of all, I sleep with my ringer off.
Yeah.
I just do. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. I don't have older parents or my family's pretty much here. Brooklyn's good on the Cape. I sleep with my ringer off. So I wake up in the morning and there's a 2 a.m. text from one of my favorites and just said, I love you so much, Coach. You know, just a couple little word sentences, but right away I'm like, you good?
Yeah, everything
because
okay.
Because 2 a.m, course, I'm like, absolutely. Oh, here we go. Should I sleep in my Did she need me? And she said, nope, everything's good. Yeah. I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I don't know if she's watching. I don't know. Or will she watch? And I'm not going to use her name because it's personal stuff.
Sure.
But it's also public, and I think it's important for people to hear. Is I got one of my players gave me a card yesterday. And she gave it to me, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Gave me a big hug and just nice things. And one of our new incoming players was sitting there and just kind of like just saw Kayla come in, and we started getting all teary-eyed because she's leaving. And then this one comes in and gives me a hug and a card.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're about to join a team and a program where emotions are real. Mm-hmm. Emotions are what run this ship. And that's not – I don't want to say it's not uncommon – but in the worlds of sports, it's toughen up and blah, blah, blah. We don't. We feed off each other as emotions. We play hard for each other.
Yeah.
And I got that card. Went home, read it.
Good thing you read it at home.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah. Just
it's evident, Dad. Your kids love you. You leave a mark and impression on all of them, and it's awesome. It's a good thing. You do it the right way, and you are doing it the right way.
Yeah.
And not just saying that because we are who we are to each other, and I'm here right now. But
well, you see it. I think you're here.
I've seen it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Over 30 years. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
otherwise
I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Okay, so
I appreciate it.
Right, from school to school, from place to place.
Yeah.
You are who you are. You do your thing the same way at every stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a testament to you. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. It's good stuff. And it's, you know, we started doing weights yesterday. Brett was in town. He's back on vacation, but Brett came in. A lot of the girls got to meet him for the first time, and you know, I introduced Brett as our athletic trainer, but I also introduced him as assistant coach. Like it's just a family. It's a family that we have here, and anything that breaks that family bond is like the worst thing in the world to me. And if I've had years ago, it's been a while, a couple players that just didn't buy into our culture. Right. You don't have to be huggy lovey and all that. Yeah. So you don't have to be, but you can be if you want. Right. So, but some people just don't fit. Right. They say to make a cake, you got to crack a couple eggs, and it's not always a good fit, and it's okay. But, the last couple of years we've had really good fit
for kids. Yeah.
And I think that comes from recruiting. And I saw some of it last night, and I was talking to Brett about it, is how we perform just in the weight room, just a little bit of connection, and how I watch how they talk to each other, how they support each other. You know, and I saw something I really liked in the team last night. We had all but one player there. One had to work. So everybody was there, dialed in, working. And and then, of course, I get home and Bree's at the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, she calls me Dad, and you know, she's a special kid too, and she you know, saw me reading that note, and you know, she's a testament to, she's been here, and not only been here, but she's here, and she's part of the family, you know. So it's been a pretty interesting run. Julie and I talk about it a lot, and it goes back many years that I think we were put in this spot, her as a coach's wife, myself as a coach, to affect people outside of the scoreboard. And the scoreboard's always going to matter. Like, it's what we do. Like, that's what we're doing it for, try to win games. But we talk about the kids like the Alyssa Powers and the Acacia Williams and the Ricky Esdels. And I mean, just the kids that some kids you try to help and you get them there. Some kids you can't. But anyway.
Yes.
It's been a very emotional week. And then, you know, of course, we got the kids who have moved on. Adrian's up at Bakersfield, and she's getting all kinds of – they're very heavy on social media, so we get to see her in her element and her locker room. And,
oh, nice.
Some cool stuff, and I'm sending her stuff. I talked to KB this morning. Of course, Faith, I pretty much talk to her every day, but she's she keeps saying she's leaving. Faith's been saying she's leaving for 3 weeks. Coach, this might be the last one. She's hugging everybody on the way out. Might be the last one.
But, at some point, it's going to have to be, unfortunately. But unfortunate for her, but yeah, fortunately for her, but
yeah, yeah,
you know, for everybody around her, unfortunately. But
yeah, I talked to her coach yesterday. Might be planning something, but anyway.
Okay. All right.
Let's stick on the team here. I just probably an hour ago. WBCA is the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. It's okay. A huge national. Yep. It's WBCA. Yeah. It's like one of the top premier coaches association. So they just released their team GPA All-Americans.
Okay.
And the College of Southern Nevada women's basketball came in number 10 in the country.
In the country.
In the country.
There you go.
3.317 team GPA.
Congratulations.
So
that's awesome.
The NJCAA will be out soon. And they all calculate things a little bit differently, whether it's the classes they count, don't count, players they count, don't count. Yeah. But for us to be top 10, only team in our league in the top, I think, 19, only team in our league, top 10, and team GPA, 3.317. Okay. So if the girls are watching, they know now, but I'm going to text it in the group chat. We'll make a graphic and get it out. So heavy on CSN basketball right now.
That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, that was a good thing. Let's get into something here. Oh, we had two groups come in and visit CSN. Yesterday, we had Team USA. I don't know how to word this. They're all deaf. Mm. The deaf Team USA. Okay. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but
okay.
You know, they participate in tournaments all over the world. And they're the best players in America.
That's awesome.
That are deaf. So they came in. They actually practiced just a couple hours ago, practiced yesterday afternoon, and they scrimmaged some of our guys last night. So it was, you talk about watching them communicate is phenomenal.
Mm.
Phenomenal. Like how one person, like if the coach wants to get their attention, one person gets it, they have these hand signals.
Yeah.
If you see them doing a hand signal, not sign language, but more like a hand signal, that means everybody look at the coach.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom. It's almost faster than if I was to yell.
Or whistle.
The girls, I think some of them heard my first whistle last night. But yeah, it was pretty good. And Coach Lee was out there, had a couple current players, a couple former players, a couple players, you know, just he just got a bunch of guys and came down to the wire. The Team USA won by 4. Very good game. Really, you know, heartwarming and see all their fans here. And it was a good thing. And then last week, I had a team from Australia come in. The Australia Prospects. That's that
hat. Oh, yeah, the AP. There you go.
Yeah, the AP. They gave me a nice jersey and a hat to wear. It was their men's program, like the top high school kids that came to Vegas for a tournament. And I gave them a tour of the campus and had like a 45-minute question and answer.
That's cool.
So we've had some cool groups come in. Of course, the Utah Jazz were in for summer league, and it's been a busy summer around here. Yeah. LeBron James, at the age of 40,
yes,
is he better than Jason Tatum right now? Not, obviously not the Achilles.
Is he?
I'm asking you.
Is he?
LeBron James at 40, is he better than Jason Tatum?
No.
No?
With a healthy Tatum, I'll say no.
Oh, of course, healthy, yeah. Is he better than Tyrese Halliburton?
I'll say right now, but it's close.
40.
Crazy. But it's close. Halliburton's gotten so much better.
How about Kawhi Leonard? A bag of knees.
Yeah, no, I mean, golly, that might be the same. Yeah, he might be. Leonard doesn't even play, man. I mean, he just doesn't.
You see the team they're putting together?
No, they must have missed a couple of transactions.
They picked up CP3.
I did see that. You're right.
50-year-olds in one team.
I did see that, yeah.
We'll see how that works. Is he better than Devin Booker? LeBron James right now at 40.
Nah.
No?
Booker's gotten good, man.
He had a tough year, I thought. But.
But he can play it off. He just signed that big contract, too. But,
so one year.
Yeah.
This year, you got one spot to fill. It's Book or LeBron. Taking Booker, huh?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I still might take LeBron over Booker, yeah.
Who's better, LeBron at 40 or KD?
Jeez, KD hardly plays either. He's kind of, man, I hate to say he's fallen a little bit. Ooh, that's a good one. Might take LeBron.
LeBron at 40 over KD.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'm listening.
That's close.
I'm very neutral with LeBron. I have days where I love him. I have days where I don't love him.
Yeah.
But when I started doing this list, I'm like, man, LeBron's better than a lot of players. I'm not going to put Jokic on here. I mean, that's not great. How about Anthony Edwards?
I'm going to take Edwards, man.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take Edwards 100 times in a row.
Yeah, I'm taking Edwards.
I mean, you got to rewind the clock probably 5, 6, 7 years to mess with current Ant. And Ant's he's an assassin.
Yeah.
How about Steph?
I'll take Steph.
Take Steph. And how about Jaylen Brown? Celts.
I'll take Jaylen Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a couple there. LeBron at 40 is better than a lot of the league.
If that's a close one with KD, but it's an interesting question, yes.
That is an interesting question. Michael Jordan has worn 4 numbers in his pro career. In his career, I guess, like not counting.
Basketball career?
Basketball, yeah. He's won 4 different numbers. Which ones?
Wow. Well, we know of 23.
Yeah, you got one.
I think he came back and wore 45,
there
right?
There it is. That was for his dad.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, 45, then dropped a double nickel.
Did he wear 22? Is that one of them?
No. Kind of close, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I know the other ones. Maybe.
So, Olympics.
Oh, he what number was he? He was 6 or no? He was 8.
Nope.
No, was he 6?
Nope.
No, out of that I don't know. Cause Ewing was 6. 13.
Nope. Single digit.
Yeah, I'm off on it. Then I don't know.
Single digit. I'm 9.
Nine. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Number 9, and then the last one is a single game. It's actually a very popular trading card of somebody, a Vincent Askew, and in the background, not in the background, in the foreground is Jordan playing with a. This number on his back, somebody stole his jersey before the game.
Mm,
so he wore this number, and it's iconic because it's on a trading card. So people pay premium money for this trading card, even though it's Vincent Askew for the Orlando Magic.
No, I wouldn't have. 44.
12.
32, now 12,
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So it's a whole game, whole NBA game played with number 12.
Number 12, Isn't that crazy? Very nice.
Yep. Good stuff. Yeah, old school, old school. Speaking of old school.
Yes.
I'm back on TikTok.
Here we go.
Back on TikTok.
Here we go.
I was telling the story off air a little bit, sitting with a couple of former players, and I was saying how much I enjoy doing the, if you don't know, go find Coach Savage on TikTok. I do 15-second clips of old school rap and hip-hop, like 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Try not to do anything earlier than that, I guess, or later than that. And I was doing it for a minute, and it was getting super popular. Like, I was getting a lot of likes, a lot of comments, a lot of views. Some of them were, I mean, it was getting a little crazy. Yeah. Like, I think the first one that went semi-viral, Brooklyn called me up. First of all, this is how it started. Is Brooklyn was on TikTok and doing crazy stuff, and I'm like, I can do that too. I'll do it. So I did like, the first one I ever did was Drake, which is recent. But I was like, I'm going to do one a day for 30 days.
Okay.
And it's all about consistency with social media, is you do one a day for 30 days. And before you know it, I had people sending me messages saying, hey, we'd love to have you. We have a private suite at Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders game this Sunday. Love to have you come up and meet you. And from lip syncing for 15 seconds. People were sending me all this stuff. I'm like, my goodness. My buddy Grayhair Ware is on there.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He brought over a whole big thing of stickers and t-shirts for his nonprofit called Tomorrow Needs You on mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And I repaid the favor to him. He came here on a day I wasn't here and dropped off a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
He's a Vegas guy. Just happened to see me on TikTok. And he's a good dude. And I repaid him. I put a stack of CSN gear and drove up to his house and dropped it off. And he was like, dude, it's the dude from TikTok. So I kind of paused it because, like I was saying, felt a little bit like, I'm 50. What am I doing? But I paused it and I was talking to some of the players and they're like, you should do it. You should just do it again because it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's what you love. That music, we were just listening to some old school music right now.
It's great. Fantastic.
Kid and Play.
Love it.
KRS-One.
Your guy, yep.
KRS-One's my guy.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 days in. I showed you the videos before we went on. The first one I did is my guy, MC Search from third base.
Yep.
MC Search is just, he's such a good dude. We've become really good friends in the last year or two, probably year and a half. Like if he's on live and I pop in, he stops everything. Yo, it's my man, Coach Savage, like CSN Las Vegas. He goes on and on. He's brought me on his lives before. And just a cool connection. And I grew up 1989-90.
Mm-hmm.
The Gas Phase from third base was one of our favorite songs. Yeah. I remember we played Wareham High School. It was a kid, Tony Vas Gonzalez, I can't remember his first name, but Vas Gonzalez was his last name. And there was a big sign in our gym that said Vas, V-A-S-S, gets the Gas Phase.
There you go.
And that was MC Search with third base. And now here I am, 53 years old. And that's my guy, MC Search.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. You know? Absolutely.
So I threw up a couple new ones in the last 2 days, 3 days. And some of the comments I've gotten have just blown me away. Like, Coach, where have you been? Don't leave again. We love these. One guy was like, you have no idea how much I needed to see this today. Mm. He's like, Yeah, man, keep going. Like so many good comments. Yeah. Coach. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep going.
Keep it going. It's positive.
It's positive.
Yes.
Yeah. But we were talking about old school, man. How fast does your brain rewind time when you start, when you hear certain songs?
Right. You hear certain songs and you remember where you were at when you first heard it or what you were doing at the time and your era when that came out, how old you were, what grade you were in.
A memory? Say like a Run DMC memory. Put yourself in a spot where you remember hearing that song.
Going to their concert.
Oh, you went to the concert.
I've seen them in concert.
Who were they with? Was it here in Vegas?
Yes, it was here in Vegas. Who were they with? Oh, I don't know.
I got a really good Daryl McDaniels story. So
I forget who they were with because I've seen so many. First one that comes to mind was LL Cool J, but I don't think they were. I seen LL, but I don't know if they were together in this one because I seen somebody, a bunch of them were together.
Yeah,
but no, it just Run DMC, man, was my. They were my favorites, of course. Yep. Them and the Beastie Boy. I liked them all though. Man, we just talked about them all. Yeah. Eric B and Rakim, PMD, KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, Too Short, The Fat Boys, Too The Ghetto Short. Boys. Yeah. I keep going here. I can go on and on, bro.
Hey, you gotta give me some suggestions for the next couple songs. Today is Heavy D and the Boys.
The Fat Boys.
Fat Boys. Stick them.
Stick them, yeah.
What do you know about that, Eric Weiss?
Yeah, man. We can have a whole podcast on that alone. We'd be here for 3 hours, man.
Show, change the logo.
Yeah. That was our era. And, you know, that was the main music that we listened to.
Yeah.
I can go on and on with that, man.
I got two things. DMC, so Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC. Yep. I was working at the Mirage, and I saw him. And he was kind of by himself, nobody really messing with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, my son is a huge fan, and Trent was like 8 years old,
yeah,
and knew every word to like three or four at Run DMC songs. And I said, he dressed up like you for Halloween. And he's like, man, and I'm sure awesome. People have done that a yeah. lot, of course, because they're iconic with their gold chains and the black hats.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, that's cool. He's like, listen, give me his email or your email, and I'm going to shoot him a message.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that night, hey, it's DMC from Run DMC. It's awesome. Cool to stay in school and,
yeah.
and listen to your parents. And that, like he did this whole yeah. thing, sent it to Trent. I still have the email.
Oh, got
to
keep it. It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. Run DMC.
That's awesome.
DMC, Daryl McDaniels.
Yeah.
So I was that was pretty cool. And then the concert that I saw was actually LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
It was EPMD? No, I don't think it was EPMD. De La Soul.
Yep.
And a dude named Steezo. I don't know if you remember Steezo. And then my guy, Cool C. Cool C was kind of like more of a bass dude. Like you put Cool C songs in your car. And if you had like bass,
yeah.
you know, big bazooka tubes, or, you know, 15 inch speakers.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was LL. Big Daddy Kane was amazing. De La Soul was really popular at that yeah. moment. And Slick Rick just killed it.
Slick Rick, yeah, man. Yeah.
That's one
yeah.
of my favorite ones. That one's got to be coming up again. I got to redo Slick Rick. But
yeah.
yeah, so I'm back on TikTok.
No, that's awesome.
I've been doing a ton of motivational videos too, and I get a lot of comments, a little less views, but I don't do any of it. You do it for views, but you don't, right? Like I just put motivational stuff out there just because somebody might hear it and need to hear it like yeah. that. Like that guy said about one of the songs, he's like, bro, I need to see this today. Like keep coming, do them every yeah. day, please. Like, and that's pretty cool. It's pretty rewarding that one or two people are, like I said, my guy, gray hair, it's good stuff, man. So I'm going to be doing a lot more TikToks this year. With the team, I think we're going to do a lot more. We've done a lot in the last 2 years. Brooklyn's done a really good job, but, I think we got to crank it up because it's just the kids love it. They love it.
It's good stuff. You got to do Curtis Blow's basketball.
Oh, yeah. I did that one. I did that. I was actually in the Tarkanian Center with games going on, four court, and I stood in the middle and did that. As a matter of fact, today, if you're watching on all the millions of fans around the world, go check out my TikTok about 10 minutes after this show. And you'll see, I actually filmed it right here. This is the background. Yeah,
there you go.
I just did it. So I kind of film them a day in advance. So tonight before I leave, I'll get the next one. And people put suggestions in the comments, and it's pretty cool. So, yeah, there's four NBA teams that have the letter Z in their name.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Four NBA teams that have the letter Z Yikes. Somewhere in their name. Let's see how many you can get.
The Jazz are one.
Utah Jazz, they got a couple of Z's.
Z's, huh?
Yeah, how about that? You wouldn't have thought that.
No, never did think about that. Oh, wow.
Here we go. Come on, take the time.
I'm going to have to on this
kill
one.
A little time.
There's four of them?
Yeah, holy isn't that crazy?
Holy smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you a little bit, and then I'm going to start throwing some little hints at you.
Wow. Dan, I don't even know any of them. Wizards are another one. It's two.
Yeah. Washington Wizards.
Still cranking up there.
Yep, we're good. We're still rolling. Hey, man. I'd rather step off camera and know
make
that
sure
we're
it's
rolling.
Going, yeah.
Yeah, two. Got the Wizards. Two more. Both in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
One in the North, one in the South.
Oh, yeah, the Portland Trailblazers. That's
Portland
where I was about to get to that one, yep.
Boom. Three out of four. You got one left. Down South. Used to be in Toronto.
They used to be in Toronto. Toronto's never always been.
I mean,
Toronto.
Not Toronto. I used to be in Canada. Sorry, not Toronto.
The Grizzlies.
Grizzlies, yeah, Memphis
we go.
Grizzlies. So there you go. Four teams with the letter Z. I never
thought about that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, though, with the letter Z.
I was looking at it, and I'm like, that's a crazy one, man.
It's a good one, man. That's a real good one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to blind rank. We're gonna test your ability to fight off animals. So I'm going to give you an animal, 1 through 10.
Oh, what my ability if would
you
be.
Can, if it's a mosquito right there, and you can do that, that's one.
One being the easiest.
It means
gotcha.
You're going to kill it.
One being the easiest. Right? Gotcha.
We're going to start with a frog.
Killing it?
Yeah, you got to kill it. How are you going to do again? Fight? You're fighting a frog. Put it that way.
Five?
Five?
How do you kill a frog other than that?
You're going to stomp it.
Well, you can't. Oh, man, that's bad.
I know, but this is life or death, bad. Mike. Mike, it's life or death. It's life or death. You'll see. All right. Crocodile.
Oh, geez. Nine.
Nine. There you go. Now we're cooking with gas. Crocodile nine.
I got to believe the crocodile's going to get me, though, but all right.
A sloth.
A sloth. A sloth.
Yeah, it's you versus sloth. Hey, it's life or death. It's
how the heck you do you the kill sloth. That?
And choke it out.
Yeah, you could, I guess. Or could I outrun it and don't have to worry about it?
Nah, you got to kill it. Got to kill it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go eight because there's got to be something else there for a 10.
All right. A hyena. Coming at you. Life or death. You and hyena in the UFC octagon. Who's winning?
I got a bat in my hand?
Nope.
Let's go 10 on that one. I can't imagine what else will be coming at me here.
Hyena. A grizzly bear.
Yeah, I knew a bear was coming. Yeah. As soon as I said that, you said that. I said, a bear's got to be next. Yeah. But we got to put that which what's left. Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Grizzly. Grizzly's right next to a sloth.
I don't think I'm winning that one.
A bunny rabbit.
Poor rabbit. Three.
Poor rabbit's going three. All right. Did we do hyena? We did hyena.
This is a funny one.
Kangaroo.
Oh, jeez.
Mikey fighting a kangaroo. I want to. Is this pay-per-view? I want to see this.
Six.
Six. Kangaroo. All right. You got 1, 2, and 4.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you're not going to do well. Chimpanzee.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one, huh?
At four.
Chimp. A jaguar. This thing's blown
not
up.
Beating it or outrunning that one.
No, that's a tough one.
Three.
Two.
Oh, is that what I had left?
You
two.
Got a rabbit, a jaguar. You got a rabbit at three. Why am I missing the last one? One, two, three, four, five, six. 1, 2, 3. Kangaroo, chimpanzee, rabbit, hyena, jaguar, grizzly, sloth. Do I have? Oh, I have rabbit twice. All right, we'll give you a fly.
Mosquito fly one.
Mosquito
one.
Mosquito one.
Oh, there was no way I was going to ace that one off of the blind.
Well, you know, putting frog at five killed you. I think you can beat a frog, man.
Yeah, it's, can you imagine stepping on a frog and killing it? Hey, stomping on it?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a pond. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
we used to kill frogs and use them as bait to catch the bait.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
About something like that. There you go. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. What team did they retire with?
Okay.
Vince Carter.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. He just retired, too. He played for so many teams. Wow. Man, who was he with last? He was with...
What comes to
Hornets?
That?
That's the first thing. I don't even know if he ever played for the Hornets.
Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, was it? Yeah, okay.
How about this one? AI, Allen Iverson.
Oh.
It's a tricky one. This is a Toronto? Trick question. No. Trick question.
I only know how many... played for the, I think he played for Toronto, the Sixers, the Nuggets. It wasn't the Nuggets. It's the fourth, whatever that other team is, I can't remember.
Oh, you've already said the name.
Sixers, did he go back to Philly?
10
he went
day.
Back to Philly.
They signed him on a 10-day.
Gotcha.
To retire.
A lot of guys do that in each sport. Game. Yeah, gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said that's a little tricky one.
Okay.
How about Paul Pierce? Follow the bouncing ball. He only played for three teams.
Yeah, he went from Boston to Brooklyn.
Yep. And then followed his coach where?
Boston to Brooklyn.
Who was his coach in Boston?
Did he only have one coach in Boston? No, he couldn't.
When they won the championship. When they won the championship.
Coach of that team. Who was the coach of that team?
He played for the Knicks for a little bit. Played for the Hawks back in the day with Neek.
Oh, Doc Rivers. Did he end up in the Clippers?
Yeah,
was that his
there
last
you go.
Team?
See, I saw the smoke start coming out of here. You were thinking on that one.
It was, yeah.
How about Tony Parker? Do you remember where he finished?
Toronto?
No.
I don't even know if I remember
but
him.
Very obscure, similar to Toronto.
Was it Vancouver?
No.
Because he's French-Canadian, I believe. I didn't know if he went back home somewhere.
He's French.
French. He's not Canadian. He's French.
Might be. I've been told my whole life I'm French-Canadian and Irish. I'm like, what is French-Canadian?
I don't know if I remember Tony Parker playing. So it was like 1 year, 2 years?
Yeah, one year.
Yeah.
Very weird to see him in this jersey. The Charlotte Hornets.
Well, there's the Hornets. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that vaguely remember that one, yeah.
How about T-Mac?
Oh, man, he played for a few teams.
He played for a lot of teams.
Magic?
Nope. No, that was an early team for him.
It was Toronto, too, but I don't think he ended with... Nope. No, he didn't end with Toronto.
No. He played with a couple more teams.
Rockets.
Houston for a while.
No, I don't know where he ended up.
Same state.
Oh, Spurs, huh?
Spurs, yeah.
Okay.
Finished with the Spurs.
Yep.
We'll give you one more. Let you pick. Luol Deng or Grant Hill? Probably don't know either. This is a tricky one.
Luol Deng. Luol Deng Wizards? I don't even know if he played for
them.
Why am I thinking I look like...
Remember, Luol Deng's interesting story. Remember, he signed that massive guaranteed contract with the Lakers.
And then
played like 1 year, and they had to pay him for the next nine.
What, did he go to the Bulls after that?
Nope.
No.
He was the Bulls before that.
Before that.
He was tough with the Bulls, man. Luol Deng was... In his prime, he was an all-star.
Yeah.
The Lakers, got hurt, but they had to pay him forever. But then he finally latched on with the team and only played like a year and a half, just didn't work out. Minnesota Timberwolves. And Grant Hill with the Clippers.
Well, I was going to say Hawks with Grant Hill. I don't even know if he played for the Hawks.
Grant Hill played for a lot of teams, too. Yeah. He bounced around with his injuries.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
very good.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, geez, what else we got here? Let's see. So there was another podcast I was watching. It was a bunch of WNBA players because they just had their All-Star game.
Yeah.
And they were on Shaq. Shaq has a podcast that's huge.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, Shaq is such a – he's so generous with his resources, right? Hey, Shaq. He does a lot here in Vegas. He's already has the courts down behind Doolittle or wherever.
Yeah.
And he just committed this massive project. I don't know if you saw it in the news here to build like a huge rec compound thing.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. He stays in Vegas quite a bit. I don't know, Shaq, let me just talk to you for a minute. We, we're Division I JUCO, women's and men's basketball. New program. Would love to have some support. I know you do a lot in the community, but hit me up, man. I tag Shaq on all my TikToks.
Oh, nice. There
I tag go. Shaq and Asia Wilson.
There you go.
I just randomly, like when I do Flava Flav, I'll, I tag him. But
very good.
Shaq Diesel is his TikTok. And I actually lip synced one of his songs. The Fooshnickens.
Fooshnickens.
Yeah. So I do. So every time I post a video, I tag Shaq. But anyway, so on Shaq's podcast, he had a couple WNBA players, and they brought up how much these players make, and that like Caitlin Clark's base salary is like $68,000. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah. And they were talking about what the most somebody makes, and Shaq lost his mind. You could see it in his face. I got to show it to you. He's like, I did not know this. This can't happen, because I don't know if you saw in the All-Star game, they wore shirts.
Yeah.
That said, pay us
what we're worth, or something, like that. Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, that can't be real. And they're like, yeah, that's all they get paid. And he's like, that is unacceptable. And then he said this. I want to hear your take on it. And he says this a lot.
Okay.
And he means it. Lower the rim to 9 feet. He said, you want the women's game to explode?
For dunking?
Lower the rim to 9 feet and watch Angel Reese drop step and bang on people's head. And he's been saying it for years, and he is dead serious. Of course, rightfully so, a lot of the players get very upset when he says that, because they're like, well, you need to lower it. Like, that diminishes the game and blah, blah, blah. But does he have any validity, any valid points that people will watch? Because imagine, there's some insane athletes. This girl's obviously already dunking. What's Brittany Griner going to do on a 9-foot hoop? Oh, taking off on people.
Yeah, they would watch. I like the WNBA game as it is, because they actually run plays they're not trying to get above the rim.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, got to execute.
And they're shooting the threes like any other basketball organization, but they're actually running plays, and it looks nice. And that's what I like about the women's game. Yeah. It's not about trying to get above the rim, the alley-oops, this, that.
And listen, his thing is, they already play with a smaller basketball.
And
an accommodation. Like, it's smaller, it has a better chance of going
their
in.
Hands,
like,
so are
why
smaller.
Are you doing that? What is the difference between dropping it to 9.5 or 9?
Well, their hands are smaller. Right? Women's hands are smaller than men's for the most part. Right? That's why, for the most part.
But let me tell you. There was a girl that played at Centennial High School. Not even going to say her name. Fantastic person. I actually talk to her a couple times a year. She never played for me, but we have a connection. And she played at Kansas.
Yeah.
And they introduced her name, and she came over to shake my hand. And her hand, I have big hands.
Yeah.
Her hand engulfed my hand, and she was in high school.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You tell me Asia Wilson's hand isn't that big compared to mine?
Oh, I mean,
and the guards are bigger now, Sabrina.
Well, they are.
Kelsey Plum.
They are. But I don't know. I kind of like the women's game the way it is now.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, and it's interesting that you bring up the whole salary thing and Angel Reese's name. I think she was out there saying something about the pay, right?
Yep.
And it's funny, because just this week, there's customers that come in, Nate and Audrey, they're a couple, and Nate was talking about this a little bit with the Angel Reese thing and the money. But you know what? Years ago in baseball, that these old-time baseball players, they had to have jobs during the offseason. Right, well, so that this is just the progression that women's got to go through right
now. It's been 20 plus years, and I'm just going to use Caitlin Clark as the example. They're selling out arenas,
and I get that part of it. You're right, yes.
And she's making $68,000.
Yes, it's
of course she makes more in endorsements, and she's fine. She's going to be fine. You look at Brittany Griner going to Russia. Why? Because that's where they get paid.
Right.
They get $1 million salaries in the off season. Why do they play for Athletes Unlimited? Why do they play for, all these elite? Because they have to, not because they want to. Like, imagine being a player here for the Aces, and I don't know what people make.
Yeah.
And living in Vegas as a pro athlete on a 2-time championship team, and trying to live off of $68,000 in Vegas.
Well, it'll get there.
I don't know, man. I think that's why they're wearing the shirts.
It'll get a little bit higher. It'll get there.
The income is there, though.
Suppose they strike. Yeah. Maybe they got a strike to do this. I don't. Maybe the strike hurts them. I don't know. I don't know if they can afford to strike, right?
Yeah.
And then ruin the game. But
I love the game as it is. Obviously, I'm a huge women's basketball fan. I'm not. I don't think lowering to 9 feet. Makes sense. Having them play with the same ball doesn't matter. What's happening is the opposite. Instead of dumbing it down and lowering the rim and playing with a bigger basketball, the women's 3-point line has now moved out to the men's.
Yeah.
So in high school, it's the same. In college, the men's used to be significantly further back than the women's.
Yeah.
Now the women's has moved back. Now there's one line for college.
Yeah.
So we're not going backwards. We're going forwards.
Forward, yeah.
Because you've seen, take a look at my team a couple years ago or just recently. Braylon Cowhey and Leah Ibarra and Layla Fott. I mean, they're letting Bree Mendez.
Yeah.
They're letting it go 6 feet behind the line.
Behind, yeah.
Because they can, not because they want to.
Yeah.
Because they can.
Because they can, yeah.
So I think we need to play catch up more than we do to bring it the other way. But what scares me about Shaq, hold on.
Man, I get where Shaq's coming from with that. I get that. I get it. I understand that.
that's classic. I mean, I'm a big Shaq fan. Clearly, I have his Orlando Magic.
That's awesome, right there. Yeah.
But what scares me about Shaq is he has so much money and resources that he could buy the WNBA, triple the income, and he'll lower the rims. That scares me. Because you should have seen his face. I'm going to show you when the show's over.
I'm
he was dead serious.
I'm
like sure. His eyes started watering up, not tearing, but he was like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I get where he's coming from, but I like the game the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Me too. Yep. What are we doing here? Oh, look at that. Just right on time. I almost always look 51 minutes. Almost like I look at
there
on
we
time.
Go.
So anyway, we're going to be Monday next week. Kayla Terry is going to be sitting there, possibly Bree Mendez. They want to do it together. I don't know. They could share a microphone, I guess. We'll see. I do want to get all my sophomores on if possible. But, another showdown.
There we go.
42.
42.
Jeepers.
Yep.
Hi to your folks. Hi to your parents. Hopefully they're still watching.
Hello.
And listening.
Yep.
And, man, we'll wrap this show up and do it all again next week.
Yes, next Monday.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, you guys, and we will see you on the Doodoo and Shoe.
Doodoo and Foo Show.
Faith. The Doodoo and Foo Show. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.